Okay, I'm here with Destiny Brown, who's been leading the protest today. Destiny, tell me what your role was in this.
My role was I started protesting Thursday night. It was only a small group of people, but it was very powerful, and I used the power of social media to help spread the message that we are fed up, and so many people latched onto the idea, and I cannot say I was the only organizer. There are so many other organizers of so many smaller protests that came together for a giant protest. I cannot say I did any of this alone. There are so many people that helped me out, and I'm forever grateful for the support. But again, there's so many people, there's so many activists that have helped and guided me along the way. So I cannot say I organized this solely.
What was your reaction when you saw all the violence from last night with the property damage?
I wasn't surprised, and I don't, I'm not gonna ever say I don't support what people did last night. I think it's understandable that we cannot police people's reactions. People have so much anger built inside of them. Yeah. And also understanding that the police started the violence. It wasn't the protesters. Protesters were peaceful until the police started taking supplies. That's when people started fighting back. We meet nonviolence with nonviolence. So like today, in this protest, there has been no violence and everyone is unified. We cannot allow the police to divide us and start engaging in dangerous tactics. At 7 p.m., the police have said they're not going to protect us and they will intervene. So if anyone is out here, please make sure you are safe. You know your rights. Make sure you have access to the number to bail you out of jail for free. Make sure you know your legal rights of remaining silent, and you can stop. You don't have to say anything until a lawyer is present with you. You need to know your rights. You need to write down the number of the bail number on your arm. They will take your phone when you are detained. Please make sure you know your rights, and please stay safe. Be aware. There's people amongst us that are not here with us. They are here trying to divide us. They are here trying to create the violence, to dismantle the movement we have going on right here. Please try and stay nonviolent, but I will never say that I will ever police anyone's reactions. There's a lot of emotion here. I'm emotional. So many people are emotional, and I do not ever feel right telling my people they shouldn't be violent if they are met with violence. So if you, by any means necessary, protect yourself.
Seems like you were making that point today to tell people we don't want to have a repeat of last night. Please be safe.
I'm not saying that either, because I know the police are going to engage in tactics. What I will say is protect black businesses. Be strategic about anything you're doing. Make sure your violence has a message behind it. Do not do anything that would dismantle the message behind this. I am all for nonviolence, but we know that the police will not be peaceful with us. So please make sure you are protecting yourself and you know your rights.
What kind of change do you want to see happen, like in the government and in society from all this?
I want to see us voting more. I want to see people registering to vote. I want to see people fill the polls. Use the power of voting. They've been trying to disenfranchise the black vote for so many years, since the beginning. And we need to use that vote and vote the leadership that denounces us, that incites violence against us. We need to make sure we're using that power. We also need to make sure that we are holding our local government and our local officials accountable, because I have not heard enough support from our local government, and that is a problem, and that makes me want to vote out every single person. Even from our federal level, I have not heard our representatives say they stand with us. The only person that did was the president of the city council, and for that I commend you and I thank you. But everyone else, I have not heard anything. So if you are eligible to vote, please make sure you vote. I also want to make sure that Dejon Reed's case seeks justice. I want to make sure there are body cams for police officers. I want to make sure the autopsy report is released not only to the family, but with the family's permission to the public, so they know what the police did to him. It does not excuse anything. No matter what a black man does, the true crime at that time was his skin color, and we need to recognize that. Recognize that there is a national solidarity around these movements. George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, we have Breonna Taylor, what's his name? There's so many, Tony McNeed, Mina Pop. We have so many people that have died recently. We also need to recognize that COVID-19 is attacking the black population. Our healthcare system disproportionately does not support us, and we need to make sure we are staying protected. Tonight, if you can, make sure you socially distance, wear your mask, conceal your identity as much as possible.
Destiny Brown, Destiny, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Be safe.
Woo!